This and other podcasts are available on the Gun Rights Radio Network, gunrightsradio.com. Podcasting freedom.
Hello and welcome to the Handgun World Podcast. This is a middle-of-the-week episode, and today I'll be your host, Ben Branham. You can contact me at ben@modernselfprotection.com, or you can go over and check out Bob's page at handgunworld.com. Today, I thought I'd get on here and talk to you about magazines and storing your magazines and storing them full. It's always been a great debate and a question for as long as I can remember, and it just keeps coming back. And I had somebody actually email me asking about this, what I do and how I do it and everything. So I thought I'd get on here and share a little bit about how I store things and what I think about that and give you some ideas of maybe you do or don't want to store things full or not. Just a real quick announcement. There's a bunch of courses coming up. Me and Bob are both teaching them. Bob is teaching a Suarez International course here in San Antonio, May 18th and 19th, close range gunfighting. Great course. You go check that out. We're doing a 2-day event here in San Antonio in April. We got a rifle course in May. And in June, we're doing Advanced Beyond Concealed Carry. The first weekend in Dallas, the second weekend here in San Antonio. You can go check all that out and you'll see at the top margin or the little bar, you can click on whatever you're interested in, and it'll show you. Go over to handgunworld.com, and you can see all that. We also have the shootersclubmembers.com site going strong. If you want to support this show, my website, Bob, and all the things we do, go check it out. It's a great way to support us. Plus, you'll get tons of extra content that you won't find anywhere else, including how-to videos on how to fight with a rifle and a pistol, and then a bunch of audio stuff that Bob is doing that you just won't find anywhere else, and it's just the awesome stuff. Anyways, go over to that website, shootersclubmembers.com. Check it out. There's a free video you can check out on the front and a couple audio downloads that you can go see what it's all about. All right, let's talk about magazines and keeping them filled or not, and how a magazine actually works and what it does. First of all, we need a couple terms to go over just so that we're all on the same page. You load your weapon, you fill a magazine. So if I'm going to take rounds and put them in the magazine, I am filling the magazine. The other thing we need to know about springs is they have a tension on them. And that means the spring tension is how hard that spring is pushing up on that bullet to get it to come out of the magazine and unfill the magazine. Just real quick so we know what we're talking about. All right, magazines. What's the job of the magazine? To hold the rounds and to push them into the chamber as the gun cycles. Seems pretty simple, but it's really not. They're pretty complex, and now you can CAD design all that stuff for all these shooting companies, but before it used to be trial and error to get all this to work. Some of the problems they always have to deal with is the angle that the round is going into the chamber. Different bullets, different rounds, different calibers just have to have different angles. If you look at your M4, M16 AR, you'll see that there's almost no angle that the rounds sit there flat. If you look at your Glock, at least my Glock 9mm, that 9mm round is sticking like straight up, so it goes up into the chamber really easily. All this stuff is different, and the angles are all different, and it's kind of, you know, that magic balancing act. The other thing we need to know is that spring tension. The faster that gun is cycling or the faster that slide or bolt is moving, the faster that magazine has to push up on the bullet and fill that space. Because really, if you shot an AR long enough and you get some dirty magazines and stuff or some weak springs in the magazine, you'll have a bolt over malfunction. And a bolt over means that the bolt came home to try to put around in the chamber, but the magazine didn't push it up fast enough or hard enough, or there was something wrong with the magazine. Didn't get that round in the way of the bolt. It didn't get away in the way of the bolt as the bolt slammed home to chamber the round. And so you have a bolt over, and what actually happens is the gun goes into battery and you think you're ready to fire, but there's really no round in the chamber, so you get nothing. So you may or may not be able to clear that really easy. Excuse me. So that I had a burp there. Ugh. Anyways, Glad you couldn't smell that. Anyways, so you got to have that speed right and that tension right. Also, if you notice on an M4, a lot of people will tell you don't load 30 rounds into a magazine. And that's because even though it's a 30-round magazine, it makes that spring so tight that the bolt doesn't have enough force to strip that top round off. And it'll actually stop as the bolt's going home. So that's another problem. You got to have the right amount of tension. It can't be too much, can't be too little. It's kind of that balancing act. And then the faster the cyclic rate on your weapon, or the faster that slide's moving, man, the faster that thing's got to work. And it's all got to work in the right time. And you can't just put a ton of spring tension on there, because if you look, most of it, what's holding down that first round coming out of the magazine is either that slide or that bolt. And if you put too much spring tension on there, now that it's rubbing against the slide or the bolt of your gun, it will actually slow down the slide speed. And if you slow it down too much, it won't cycle all the way. So it's a lot of balancing act, and it was all, I mean, nowadays they got all this CAD drafting and springs and computer animations, and they can run all these tests, and the computer can compute all that stuff, slide speed and pressure and force and all that stuff. I can't imagine what John Moses Browning did when he sat back there and he designed the 1911 and all these other guns. It must have just been trial and error. Okay, let's try this. It didn't work. Oh, let's change that ankle. It didn't work. All right, let's put a tougher spring in there. Okay, that didn't work. Man, I can't imagine. Anyways, the genius of those guys back in the day being able to design these guns, like, it's not hard enough today. Seems almost impossible back then. All right, so what does all that have to do about storing your magazine and everything? It's all this theory, and it's all questions about whether your magazine will actually work or not, and whether you can store them loaded, because the magazine, the idea or the theory is that your spring will take a set and it'll lose its tension or the correct amount of spring tension to put that round in the chamber when you need it. I say this is theory because it hasn't been proved either way. I do know about a 1911 that was stored cocked and locked with seven rounds in it for almost 50 years, and they took it out and shot it without any problem. What's the biggest problem with this theory is that we just don't have people standing around and that are going to load a magazine and let it sit there for 5, 10, 20 years and then to see if it works or not. Guns and everything are just progressing too fast. Just think about 20 years ago from today. That's when Glocks were first getting popular. Now look at all the stuff that we have and all the different things. So we don't really have that much time and that much effort to put into it. So it's all theory. Years ago, Guns and Ammo, and I wish I still had the article because it was an amazing article about this whole subject. And they had a metallurgist, I don't know what you'd call him, but the guy actually, all he did was design springs for different things, including gun manufacturers, car parts, all that stuff. And he talked about how they made springs, how they were designed, what they did, what they were made of. He could tell, it was a really good article. He was talking about how tough they were and what they're made out of and how they're made. And his big thing was a spring won't take a set unless you push it farther than it's designed. So if you push more than it should, you might have a problem. If not, you're good. So people have asked me, should I download my magazines? Should I unload them? Should I just leave, one round out? First of all, your AR is an unusual character. You should only put 28 rounds in a steel mag, not 30. P mags, the vote's still out. I've heard a lot of people doing 30 and haven't had any problem with it. I haven't been able to test that theory either way. When I'm running P mags right now, I've just been putting 28 in there. I guess I need to really sit there and play with 30 rounds in there and see if it makes a difference or not and what happens. But metal mags, only 28 rounds. Your pistol mags and everything else, you can load them up all the way. Load them up, let them sit there. I really think it doesn't hurt them. I actually store my magazines full. I'll rotate them out every once in a while when I rotate ammo. I'll look at my ammo, I don't know, once a year. I probably unload my carry magazines and reload them. And I've got magazines that I bought back in 2008. They're still going strong. I've had them loaded almost every day. I used them over in Iraq, brought them home. They became my carry ones. And then the ones that I use for training, I really abuse the crap out of those Glock magazines. No idea. At the end of the range day, whatever the class I'm teaching or whatever I did, whatever's left in that magazine, that's what stays in the magazine until next time. And then I cycle them through. No idea. But I have magazines going back to 2008 that run fine. What really helps breaks the magazines for me that I've noticed, especially a Glock magazine, is they get too dirty. It's not that the spring's not working. The spring's doing its job fine. It's the amount of crap and dirt you get in there, especially in a stainless steel magazine. I don't know why the Springfield XDs seem to be the worst. If you drop your magazine in the dirt and kick it around for a while, they collect dirt like, I don't know, like wet mud. And they just get really dirty really fast. And then that's what affects that spring tension. And that's what doesn't work. So more importantly than not loading your magazines is actually keep your magazines clean and not drop them in the dirt. If you do, take them apart and clean them per the manufacturer's instructions. Most of them have them. 99% of all our magazines come apart just for cleaning and that purpose. So, hey, there you go. Pistol mags, I don't worry about it either way. And tell you the truth, all I do is store my magazines for self-defense. The ones that I'm going to use for self-defense all the time, I have 3 magazines loaded up for my Glock, 4 magazines most of the time, actually. And they just stay loaded. I don't even worry about it. When I cycle out my ammo, which I do every 6 months to a year, which I need to do right now, but I can't find ammo. Yeah, we're all in that boat, right? So my defensive ammo is going a little bit longer than I want it to. But it still works. I test fire it every once in a while, make sure that the one in the chamber goes boom because that's the one that I need the most. And anyways, just find yourself anything that works. It's not that big a deal. When you cycle out your ammo, look at it. If you feel like it would make you feel better and have more confidence, you could have 2 sets of duty magazines or carry magazines. And I did that when I worked for the armored car company for years. And that was a lot of magazines because I carried 2 guns and 3 extra magazines. So I was carrying 5 magazines at the time. And I had 2 sets of duty mags. I had 5 that I was using right now. And every 6 months I'd cycle out my duty ammo and I'd cycle out my magazines. So when I got new duty ammo, I got rid of the old, I just let those old magazines sit there and rest in a box. And then I put the new ones in there. And I was running custom 1911 para ordnances at the time. And it didn't seem to matter as long as I bought good magazines. Don't buy MechR magazines if you have a para ordnance. They don't work worth crap. Anyways, just a little help there. I have MechR magazines for other guns, and they work fine. For the para ordnance, not at all. They were super cheap, though. That should have been a giveaway. I was buying magazines at the time for like $40 each, and those were like $15, $20. Should have been the giveaway, right? Anyways, use good magazines, and you won't have a problem. If you buy cheapo magazines, expect them to have cheap parts. Glocks are the ones that we all know right now, and Glock makes their magazines, and you get the Glock stamp on them, and generally what the giveaway is, you have metal feed lips on your Glock magazine, or you have plastic feed lips. The plastic feed lips are generally the junk ones. You need to test them and make sure they work. If you're getting cheap magazines, they're probably using cheaper parts in them, which means they might be using a cheaper grade of metal and a cheaper grade of spring tension and design. So if you're using cheap magazines, you might really want to cycle them out. But for your duty magazines, why are you using cheap magazines? A real Glock magazine is only another $10. It's worth your life. Buy the best stuff you can afford to actually defend your life with. For training, I use all sorts of crap for training. Anyways, that's a little offset. But if for the stuff that you're going to defend your life on, use the good stuff. If you got a Glock, buy Glock magazines. If you got an HK, buy HK magazines. If you got a Ruger, buy Ruger magazines. The only one was with the 1911s, and I can't keep up with who makes good ones and not. But don't buy cheap Chinese or whatever knockoffs of your 1911 magazines and expect them to work to save your life. Buy the good ones. AR and AK, I do the same thing with mine. If you don't know, I use an AK as my truck gun. Excuse me, stuff is falling off my desk right there. I use my AK as my truck gun or my car gun, and I leave 2 to 4 magazines loaded. Right now, I've got 2 in the bag that go with me everywhere, and then I've got some body armor hanging in my closet that has 2 other magazines in there. And I just leave them loaded, and when I take the AK to the field to do something, to train or anything, I'll unload those magazines generally because it's easy to shoot rifle rounds that are the same as your practice rounds, and I have I'm running 158 grain soft noses right now because I'd like to hunt hog too, and that works on hog and people. I got them for $4.99 a box from the Wolf brand. I don't mind. They work great. The only thing about the Wolf stuff, the steel, if you have any steel casing ammo that you use it, it works fine, works great. The only thing is the steel case will start to rust. And if you have a really nice gun that has a really tight chamber and you add rust in there, you could have problems because you're making the casing a different size. And then the rust does not expand like steel or aluminum or brass does to fit that thing. So you could have a little problem with that. If you see them rusting, put those in your magazines to cycle out for training and use the other ones. But do I worry about those? Not at all. Not even one bit. They all work and I test them enough. I go shooting every couple times a year with it and I cycle out that ammo. Not a big deal. I don't even worry about it. The AR, the same thing. I told you I only put 28 rounds in the magazine. Right now, my house gun is my AR with a light on it and a sling, and it's got two magazines with it. One is in the magazine well. The other one's in a buttstock pouch that sits there, so I can grab my rifle and have two magazines with it. They're both loaded with 28 rounds. I don't even think about it. Don't even worry about it. I don't know how long that magazine's been loaded. I just cycled them out a while ago to do some video training, and it's probably been loaded for a year or two, and I took it to the range and shot it. No problem. It didn't care. And that's the one I have currently in there as my first magazine is a thermal mold magazine, which is a plastic magazine. It's probably one of the first companies that ever made a plastic magazine. And I bought that probably in 99, maybe 2000. So that magazine's over a decade old, and I've had it loaded on and off all the time. I can't say I've had it loaded for a decade, but it's been loaded on and off. It's been used a bunch. It's been up and down, on and off. And I probably took that one to combat. I took a bunch of those anyways. So, you know, it's not a big deal. I don't even worry about it. Check it every once in a while. If it feels wrong to you, take all the ammo out, put it in a different magazine, make that your go-to magazine, and take that magazine apart and clean it. There's always your worst enemy is that dirt in there. So on my other magazines, I don't store all my magazines loaded, even though you're probably like me and you have tons of ammo stockpiled. And I do stockpile some end-of-the-world magazine ammo. Stockpile some end-of-the-world ammo. And it's not really end-of-the-world. It's my grab-and-go ammo. I have two ammo cans, one, and they're marked. It says rifle on it and handgun. And it's full of rifle and handgun ammo, the normal stuff that I would carry. So then if I ever had to really bug out, all I do is grab those two ammo cans. If I'm on foot, you know, I'm only taking pistols, I can grab one. And it makes it really easy. Just grab those two ammo cans and go. Inside those ammo cans, along with the ammo, is spare magazines for all my guns that I would be taking with me. And those spare magazines, I don't store loaded. It's not that big a deal. I don't know how long I'll leave that. Last time I set up a go kit like that, I didn't touch it for like 8 or 9 years. And I finally opened it up just to cycle out the ammo because it was coming on. I still have some of the boxes of ammo, and I write on the date, the month, and the year of the ammo that I buy to store. And I had some that were stored from 2000. It all shot fine. I still have a couple of those boxes just to shoot. But I was getting a little nervous that this could be, I need to defend my life with it, and I need to, when times are really bad. So I just cycled it out. I made that training ammo, I bought some more ammo, stuck it in the ammo can, and now I'm done. But literally my ammo could sit there for 5 years in that can, and I'm not sure I would let it sit there for 5 years without touching it. This way, with the magazines unloaded, I don't even have to worry about it. I let it sit there. If it sits there for a decade, they're in a steel ammo can sealed up. Nothing's going to hurt it. I'm not worried about it. Unless they fall in a fire or something, I'm good. So I just leave it and don't have to worry about it. One other trick I'll give you real quick is for my AR stuff, my bandoliers. A lot of the military ammo comes like that. If you get a true mil-spec stuff, it comes in a bigger ammo can than a 50 cal ammo can, and it has 840 rounds in there, and it's in bandoliers all wrapped up nice and pretty. And the bandolier, you can get them with 20 or 30 round pockets and 4 to 7 pockets in them, and they have a little box that goes in this little pocket, and the bandolier you can throw around your waist or around your shoulder to carry it. And in there is 20 or 30 rounds, and they're all on a actual clip, a stripper clip. I love those. I have a couple of them. That's what I keep my AR ammo in my stock ready to go. It worked out really well in combat when we had to if we wanted to ham ammo back and forth, just throw those whole bandoliers. And when I ran out of magazines, I had two bandoliers stuck in my pack. They work great. So I just keep up with that. And now if you open my Go ammo can, you'll find a bunch of bandoliers stuck in there. You can get them at a gun show for like $10. The only thing you just need to remember is mark them so you know what kind of ammo you got. And they're Sharpies right on the bandolier. It's a cheap nylon or canvas, whatever it is. That's the actual bandolier. Just right on there what kind of ammo it is. And the other thing you got to remember is a loader. Loader's a little thing you stick on the back end of the magazine, and then you put the stripper clip in there, and then it sits on top, and then you can just take your thumb and push all 10 rounds right off the stripper clip into your magazine at one kind of cool movement. It makes it a lot easier to load things. It gets tiring to load ammo one at a time if you had to load a bunch of them. But, hey, that's what I think about. The magazines that I actually use for self-defense, I try to rotate them out about every 6 months because I want to rotate my ammo out. I don't really rotate the magazine out. I just rotate the ammo out of it. So all the ammo comes out, the spring rests, and all the ammo, I either inspect it or change it out and put it back in. And actually, I like to get rid of that ammo the fun way, out on the range, shoot it up, and then put all new ammo in there. I haven't rotated any of that stuff in a while because ammo's been scarce. It's probably been a year going on that I really want to get it rotated, but I'll wait till it's done. Ammo will store forever if you don't abuse it. So I'm not really worried about those magazines. I don't even worry about it at all. The only thing that I was worried about that I had in my go bag for a while was a 30-round stick magazine made by some cheapo company for my Glock. That didn't work very well at all. And when I knew that that magazine was bad, here's how I knew it. The rounds were falling out of the magazine into the bottom of my bag. That's what they call a clue. Something was wrong. So test fire all this stuff. Keep extra magazines with your stash of ammo. My basic loadout for each gun is I got three mags for a pistol and six for a rifle. It's kind of what I keep. And then I keep as much stuff in bandoliers and on stripper clips as I can because it's easier to load and it's easier. It keeps the ammo together. Boxes get crushed and stepped on and get destroyed when they're wet. A steel clip holds 10 rounds and never goes bad. All right, that's been another middle of the week episode. I just want to let you guys know about that real quick. I had somebody write in and ask me about that. It seems like the ever going debate. In the end, if you're worried about it, switch it out. It gives you a good chance to inspect your ammo in case one goes bad. A bullet gets knocked in or a case lip gets ripped off or the ammo just looks bad. And just rotate them out. And if you don't worry about it. You don't want to go 10 years without getting ammo out of your magazine. But a couple years is not going to hurt anything. And like I said, I've had magazines that have been loaded literally pretty much since 08. I don't think I've ever given them a rest except for to cycle ammo out and to test fire them on the range. And then I filled them back up. They work fine. They're my go-to magazines. They're the ones I carry on my person. If you catch me out and about, I don't have any problems at all, and I don't have any qualms about whether they'll work or not. They will. But like I said, if it makes you feel better, go for it. Sometimes confidence is all we need in a gunfight, and if that will give you more confidence to switch out your magazines every 6 months or a year and let them rest, go for it. If not, hey, just test them every once in a while. Make sure they work. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Thanks to Bob for giving me this opportunity to talk to you guys all about guns and just guns and things. Really enjoying it. Hope to see you guys all out on the range. Until next time, remember, your gun, your knife, and your magazines, they're only tools. Your mind's the weapon. Train it well.